All right, my name's Leah Ridge. I'm a doctoral student at Open University working in digital history. I'm also newly elected chair of the museum's computer group. Before that, I was lead web developer for the Science Museum. I've worked in museum technology for 10 years now.
So what do you think the challenges are or opportunities are when it comes to digital in the museum sector?
I think it comes from two sides. One is that people in upper management, perhaps trustees, directors, don't really understand the opportunities of digital. They don't take it seriously. They don't realise that for most people, digital is everyday life. They're not, you know, some of them still have their secretaries print out their emails for them. So I think perhaps they think a lot of the digital stuff is sound and fury signifying nothing. They just don't understand the importance of it. Or the potential in reaching out to people and engaging the audiences, in engaging the existing audiences in more exciting ways, in deeper ways. And then it can be difficult for museums to keep up with technology. We have fewer and fewer resources. It's difficult to recruit good developers. We can spend 3 to 5 years planning and building a project, and by that time the world has moved on. There's a lot of competition out there, so our audiences can spend their time in a million other places. We really need to be attractive, we need to be engaging, we need to be discoverable. We need to let people know that we're there and that we're worth spending time with compared to everything else they could be doing on the internet or on TV or in the rest of their lives.
So what would you like to see happen?
I've always wanted to see a museum website, or maybe a group of websites that's like Wikipedia, where you look up one, you Google for something, you find one page, suddenly it's 2 hours later, you've no idea what you've been looking at, you've just been really engaged, you've been learning things, you're going to tell these stories down the pub to your friends later, did you know that the paperclip was invented, blah. I want to be accessible, not only in terms of physical visits and technology, but also in terms of the accessibility of our content, being engaging, using storytelling, fitting into the lives of people in ways that make sense, and not just expecting that because we're museums, people are going to know us as trusted sources online, that they're going to come in, that we're going to be destinations for people. We need to be out where people are online, and make it easy for people to have a museum experience.
So what do you think is happening? What do you see? What are you excited about?
Good question. We don't actually really know that much about what's happening. We know a lot about how visits work. We don't know the impact that the digital experiences people are having, how that changes their lives, if it changes their lives. At MCN in Atlanta recently, there was a conversation about epiphanies. Like, how do we measure epiphanies? How do we know that moment when we've changed someone's life? And you can't know online what that is. You can kind of maybe see the vapor trails, the marks that that leaves in the conversations that they have. But we're creating experiences that are hopefully changing people's lives. We've got no way of measuring them, which means taking it back to the directors. How do we show that we're spending resources that make a difference? So embedding digital in museums in a way that makes sense, embedding metrics into our project in a way that makes sense, and finding new ways to bring audiences and museum content together.
Who do you think is doing this well at the moment? Who do you think we should be looking at? Or who's that, you know, let's look at them, keep an eye on what they're doing?
Well, there's the classic Brooklyn Museum powerhouse. The Met Museum's new website is brilliant. If you're a researcher or into serious, like, hardcore art history, it's amazing. They've got provenance, they've got exhibiting history of their paintings, they've got references. You can go in through one slightly rude Boucher painting and then end up learning heaps about 18th century art and actually finding yourself becoming more engaged with something that you didn't think was going to be interesting at all. The Indianapolis Museum of Art is doing interesting work with transparency. They have a great team. The way that their team manages to work in the museum as well is quite exciting. I think we need to be thinking more about embedding teams that work in museum organisations and stopping teams from working as best they can.